So let's welcome Dennis McCurdy along with Clint Hoover and Jared Negley.
One, two, three, four.
She doesn't want to be lying here next to me or anywhere I've ever been. She'd rather run for the Mexican border or become Canadian. She said the best times we've had together are the worst that she's ever seen. She'd rather stay out all night with the wild crowd than have to come home to me. Out in the East Texas town when I met her, the desert's as hot as the wind. Can't hold on to her, I'll just let go of her. Maybe she'll find me again. She never wanted to live by the water, but she moved out here just the same. She always hates when we're out in the public, people calling me by my last name. She just pretends that we're not together, but she's only pretending the truth. I know one day she will up and abandon me, just like the dreams of my youth. Out in the East Texas town where I met her, the desert's as hot as the wind. Can't hold on to her, I'll just let go of her, maybe she'll find me again. I never understood just why she married me, had no money at all. Must be the music of Billy Joe Shaver in those Lone Star long neck dance halls. East Texas women are sure something special, tear the heart from a man. If you should ask me would I do it all over, I'd say, well, yes, I'd do it again. Out in the East Texas town where I met her, the desert's as hot as the wind. Can't hold on to her, I'll just let go of her, maybe she'll find me again.
Dennis McCurdy and friends, Clint and Jared. I have a question for Clint in a moment, but tell me about that song, Dennis.
I tell everybody that one of my ex-wives asked me to write that. my daughter was living down in East Texas, and I spent a lot of time down there, and there was something about the atmosphere down there, number one. Number two, when I was with Lonesome No More, kind of bluegrass, old-timey configuration. We opened for Billy Joe Shaver twice.
Wow.
And that was an absolute thrill. And so that and, you know, the humor. It's the humor. I mean, you know, it's like I've never been with a woman that actually said that the best times we had together were the worst that she'd ever had. But, you know, it just things just kind of came together. It was one of those songs that atmosphere, time, place, people. And my twisted sense of humor.
That's a really relaxing song, and it's the kind of song that sounds like it's been around for a long time. That'd be a great song to pitch to somebody to record. Not that you're not doing fine with it yourself, but that song just has a lot of appeal to it.
I've got 1,000 songs I'd like to pitch. If you can hook me up, I would. You know, and, as you know, our friend Todd Burge, who's a good friend to you, he recorded my song The Trunk, which I wrote for Mel Goins at his request. Mel and I met and talked, and then he passed away. But I wrote the song, and Todd recorded it, and then Don Dixon, Mary Chapin Carpenter's bass player, put the bass on it, and then Todd sent it down to Nashville, and Tim O'Brien threw the mandolin on it, and it has turned into a beautiful song. I'm waiting for Kathy Mattea to pick it up.
That'll be next. It's sort of moves about.
So it's a thrill to me, and when somebody does that, and it's a thrill that somebody recognizes little old me and picks up on it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's an honor, right? And you end up being part of a time-honored process as music gets changed and adapted, and you know, having things. I don't know if adding tracks in different cities is a time-honored process, but it's still part of sitting around and adding things. I wanted to ask Clint about the harmonica he played on the last song, because I'll bet to a lot of people listening, they might have thought that was an accordion. I don't recall hearing a harmonica with that rich of a tone before.
Well, it's first of all, it's a chromatic, so I've got all the notes, you know, you got that. And secondly, what I'm doing is I'm not just playing one single note. Now, there's a technique called tongue blocking where you blow up both corners of your mouth and I can get octaves and harmonies. You know, that kind of a thing. So
interesting.
So you can kind of and the accordion and harmonicas are part of the same family of instruments. They're part of the free reed instrument family, which includes harmonicas, accordions, concertinas, harmoniums, any kind of squeeze box. They're all this technology that is actually goes way back to ancient times in China, believe it or not. And so they are related. So
I never knew they were all called free reed instruments.
Free reed instruments. That
sounds
family.
That sounds like there's going to be a gathering. We have to free reed instruments. Yeah. But it's great to hear it. I'll have you know that this week I learned circular breathing, and I'm so excited about that.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. I've been talking about our poor dilapidated furnace a little bit this morning, and I had to imitate a pressure switch to get it started by sucking on this little tube safely. but all of a sudden I realized, oh, wait, I can be breathing through my nose and my mouth and different rates, and I don't know that I'm ready to play a didgeridoo or a harmonica yet, but I said, oh, that's how that works. It's like necessity will break out any skill.
Well, yeah, that's great, yeah.
Jared's here too. Nice to have you here. And how did you guys meet, you and Dennis?
Well, actually, my mom and his wife have been friends for many years, and I think that's the first time we kind of crossed paths was in that respect. And we kind of reconnected recently because my wife and I, we moved to Harmony last year, Pennsylvania, and they have Dennis and his wife own the Bottle Brush, and we actually got married there. It was really nice. And so I guess, you know, Dennis was like, hey, you want to play some music with me? And I was like, yeah. And then Clint showed up, and it was wonderful. So
that's great. My wife and I were married in a Harmony, too. Not at Dennis's place. It wasn't there at the time, but we were married at Old Economy, which was a nice place. Now, what's up?
That's not Harmony.
I thought it was. Well, the Harmonites.
The Harmonists. That was their last settlement.
The Harmonites settled in Old Economy.
The Harmonists settled, yeah.
Where is Old Economy? I guess is its own
Beaver
town.
County.
Yeah, is its own.
Yeah.
And Harmony is in Butler.
Butler County, right outside Zelianople.
But the Harmonites were their last settlement.
They were, yeah.
Was at Old Economy.
Old Economy.
And they didn't, they had a great ethic, but they didn't think much about long lasting. If you decide to not have children as part of your ethos, you're going to have some limitations in terms of endurance.
They were somewhat metaphysical in their belief, but they also were planning for the end time. So part of planning for the end time, procreation wasn't necessary.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they believed in the biblical verses of a time and half a time, which is why they believed they were in Harmony for about 10 years and went to New Harmony in Indiana for 10 years, then came back to Old Economy which was going to be the half a time, which was 5 years, and then they thought the second coming would happen, and it didn't. So instead, they just bought up railroads and mining and industry, and they were one of the wealthiest small cultures around the area. There were only about 900 of them.
Is that the Harmony Railroad?
No, well, no, but the PNLE was. The forerunner to the PNLE was Harmonist.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They, at one point, a house about half a block away from our gallery was said that there was more gold on the table there than there was in the Treasury of the United States.
Wow.
They were a very wealthy, I don't want to call them a cult particular, but a sect.
Yeah.
They were disgruntled Lutherans, but I'm Lutheran. I've never seen a gruntled one, so... But they were going to get married in the courthouse. And my wife, bless her soul, one of the kindest women in the world, said to them, no, you're not. You're going to get married here, and we're going to make it nice, and you're going to have a beautiful wedding. And it was a beautiful, touching day. And she did. She killed herself doing it, but that's how she does it around the gallery. She's dedicated.
Wow, that's great. And hello to MJ. I hope she's listening. And I was just looking at Bottle Brush's website. You guys have a lot going on these days.
She's teaching class after class after class. She's getting family groups to come in. And for gift certificates, they buy a painting class for just a family. So it's really been fun doing that.
So. Excellent. Well, that's the voice of Dennis McCurdy, who you just heard. And what song would you like to do next?
I'm going to do Love Lost on a Hot Summer Night. A little background on this was a friend one night, and we were talking about a mutual friend, and I said, that woman wears her sadness like it's her only suit of clothes, which, of course, you knew right away that was going to be a song. And right. I was driving home, coming through the tunnels in Pittsburgh, and that's how the song ends. So it goes like this. She sees reflections on the rain-soaked city streets. Red tail lights go on forever, steam rising in the heat. There's no redemption, no saving grace. Everywhere she looks, she can see his face. His room is dark and empty at the end of the hall. Drops her head into her hands, leans back against the wall. Took what he came with, called it a big mistake. When your heart gets broke, you gotta let it ache. Roll out the thunder, let the lightning fill the air. Gonna rain dead. Now she don't care. She wears her sadness like it's her only suit of clothes. Don't buy her flowers, won't wear no ribbons, no bows. Nothing is likely to change her mind. She fell in love for the very last time.
There's nothing quite so lovely as this city at night. From the darkness of the tunnels to the beauty of the lights. Hustle the sidewalk, her friends all tried to call. Nothing they can say is gonna help her at all. Roll out the thunder, let the lightning fill the air. Gonna raise the dead, now she don't care. No, she don't care. No, she don't care.
What a great song. That song just has such a laid-back feeling. It reminds me of listening to vinyl and kind of lying down on the couch, holding the jacket, reading all the lyrics, and hearing it's like a little movie. The song is beautiful song. Nice bass work by Jared too, shining a little bit along with both Clint and Dennis. Have you thought about putting these all together? Are some of them on?
This is on the new CD.
I was going to say,
is that?
I know I've had a copy for a long time.
Yeah,
I can't,
it's out.
It is out.
It's
okay.
Out. It's available on CD Baby, or, you know, stop me anywhere, any sidewalk. I've got one car at all times.
So CD Baby and look under.
It's called I'm Coming Home. It was recorded with the Carpenter Ants, and Don Dixon produced it. The Carpenter Ants, Mike Lipton is the lead guitarist for Mountain Stage Radio. Ahmed Solomon, the drummer from Mountain Stage, is on one of the cuts. Sandra Gross, Larry Gross's wife, is actually playing viola on one of the songs. So, you know, I had a lot of Mountain Stage support, and the Carpenter Ants are one of the most incredible rhythm and blues bands. You've had them here.
Oh, yeah.
Charleston, West Virginia.
Thanks to you, we've had them here. They're amazing. Mm. Wow, that's been I lose track of time. Some of those songs you recorded, I know, a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear they're available. You could have that same experience. I don't know if you published the lyrics or not, such that people can follow along. That's one of the nice things is you sing them so clearly that you don't have to wonder too much. Seriously, I'm that kind of guy. I like to hear the lyrics.
I'm not big with mumblers. Some of the new styles, as good as the music is and as interesting as the people are, sometimes I go, you know what? I need to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the words matter to me.
They matter to me too.
And I want to say both these guys, Clint and Jared, first of all, Jared's a Princeton graduate, Rutgers graduate.
Oh, way to make
it. With a master's in jazz.
I'm not surprised.
And he's a jazz bass player. Clint, of course, is Macaulay. Where'd you graduate from? He's a jazz guy.
I didn't graduate. I don't have a degree in jazz, but I did go to jazz school for a couple of years out in New York.
So these guys are both jazz people who I've dragged down to my level, which elevated me to theirs. And
they're used to improvising.
I have just enjoyed playing with these two as much as I have anything in my life. They both let me relax because I know they're both there. And it's just they're both so talented and so trained, but they're also both so free form. That when I'm screwing up, it doesn't seem like a screw up because we all do it together and it sounds pretty good.
You know, it's interesting not to overanalyze things here, but I was going to say your voice is really in great form right now. You sound really great, and really you're performing well. I wonder if these guys on either side of you help you to be able to relax and just feel good.
They do. I'm blessed that they both are willing to come do this with me because they're just both consummate professionals and just good guys. They're both good guys. I appreciate them very much.
Well, and when you have really good songs to work with, that really makes a difference for your enjoyment and also creatively what you can do with it, you know. So, I mean, he writes great songs. And that makes a difference for those of us instrumentalists trying to fit into the music, you know. So,
yeah, it's interesting, those I don't know if I'd call them formulas, but just mixtures that take shape, and before you know it, you've really got something. Mm-hmm. You get kind of an alloy rather than a bunch of separate mm-hmm. things. Dennis McCurdy's songs are in the center this morning. What would you like to do next?
I want to do the one that you advise me you play every Father's Day.
Oh, yes.
It's good for me. I come from a family
song.
Of fishermen. And Jared's father was a big fisherman, and and I think it touched him when we played it. And he's always asked, we do this when we go out? And so we're in key of D on this mm-hmm. one, guys. And so my father was a fisherman. Actually, the song was inspired by Ovid from one of his – in Metamorphosis, where he said, and when my father died, he too was so poor, all he left me was the sea. That's a rough quotation, but – fisherman, it's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept his knife. When he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. How many times I'd follow him on the path down to the bay. I can still see him there as time would slip away. He'd load the boat, push it off, the tide pulled us away. Oh, the memories of childhood on those sunny summer days. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept his knife. When he died he pulled me close, nothing left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. Hours we would sit there with nothing much to say, and I'd always seem to be amazed as time would slip away. Well, he couldn't express the feeling of those hours spent alone, but oftentimes he'd take my hand on the path as we'd go home. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept his knife. When he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. I've never been to my father's grave. I can't go near that place. It's just not where he lives for me, and I cannot see his face. On the hill the piper plays his last
Amazing Grace. But with my son upon the sea, feel his full embrace. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept his knife. When he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea.
Beautiful song, Dennis Thank McCurdy. You. We, not just for Father's Day either. That's just a great song. Jared's new to me, relatively new. And are you from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm from Butler originally. So
whereabouts?
I grew up like right in the city of Butler.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And you played jazz or played bass growing up, or how?
Yeah,
did...
I started. Playing bass when I was a teenager. It's a funny story. My dad was a musician as well. He played bass and guitar and stuff. And some friend of mine, they wanted to start a band, like a rock band. And they asked my dad to play bass, and he was like, no, I'm not going to do it, but Jared will do it. So I sort of like got playing bass by default, and I ended up really enjoying it a lot. And I just kept pursuing it, and one of my teachers got me into jazz. Then, you know, the rest is kind of history.
Well, that's great. Are you playing with any other groups?
I mostly like freelance kind of stuff in the kind of north of Pittsburgh. I'll play with like the Harmony Zeely Jazz Band. We gig every once in a while. And I've played a few times at Jay Hicks with some different combinations of people. So this is kind of the most steady group that I'm in, is with Dennis and Clint here.
Oh, there's a lot of talented musicians,
yeah,
to connect with. A lot of great bass players, too.
Yeah.
So it's nice to meet you. And Clint has been here a few times, mm-hmm, and I chose to ask him a question as he was getting some water, just to keep him on his toes.
Yeah.
Do you have anything coming up where... You're playing. You've heard Clint with the Sweet Atmosphere here, and they're out playing again. But you've got some other endeavors as well.
Yes, I'm playing tonight at Moondogs with a blues band, Jimmy Mack and the Attack.
Ah,
and so that'll be fun. And it's a kind of a Christmas show with two bands, and then a piano player and I are doing a concert on Sunday the 29th at Point Breezeway Event Center, and that's with a piano player, Rick Manassa, that I've worked with before in the past. So we're going to do a little concert of American Songbook standards and maybe a few Christmas tunes. And
that actually will be fun. The combination of piano and harmonica. Uh-huh. Is not, at least as I'm thinking about it, I don't hear that very
mm-hmm,
often.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. And Dennis, are you playing out much?
Not much. To be honest with you, I don't want to play out much. Once a month would be good for me, and I'm happy to do that. These two are both involved in so much that, you know, we have to fashion a schedule that gets them out, because I want to play with them. You know, I did the fundraiser with Max and Jared and Casey Dealey, a lot of people you know.
Yeah, Casey actually just sent a note to say hello.
Oh, we love
and,
Casey.
Yes, okay, busy time of the year for Casey.
She's
Mrs. Claus
it
right
is.
Now. And also Larry in Elwood City, thanks for the kind words from you.
Oh, but Larry Franklin.
Yeah. He mentioned how good you sound. But,
thanks, Larry.
You know, it's nice to make those choices. You play what you want to play. Right?
Well, but, you know, we did that fundraiser for Harmony, for the flooding in Harmony, and Max and his drummer and Casey and Jared, and we just had a great time. We just had a great time and raised $6,000 for the community.
Oh, that's
great.
It wasn't
for individuals so much as to find equipment and stuff for the community. So when the flooding occurs again, which it will, they're better prepared to fight it. And it was a really valuable fundraiser. So, you know, I did that with them. But I like playing with these two. So we try to schedule when the three of us can be together.
And yeah, it's great.
We're playing up at Jay Hicks and Mercer in March is the next one for sure. But we'll take something in between if it comes up.
Excellent. Well, Dennis McCurdy is who you're listening to. We've linked to all three of these guys if you go to our Facebook page, Clint Hoover and Jared Negley. Jared, what? Tell me your dad's first name.
That was Bill Negley.
Bill Negley. Also bass?
He was a bass player. Yeah, it was his main instrument, yeah.
Yeah, it's a musical family. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about those floods. You know, when I was learning things growing up, they had these 25-year flood events, these 100-year flood events. They're going to have to redo the tables.
Yeah,
these floods are occurring with much greater frequency than the data show.
Harmony had 300-year floods in a year, so
wow,
you figure that one out.
Yeah,
they weren't all as tragic as the one a few years back, but they were all serious, and people were suffering because of it.
I do want to point out Dennis has an incredible sweater on today.
I have stores.
It's a beautiful Christmas sweater. And, you know, he's donning a beard now to cover his face. There are some wishing that, namely MJ, that maybe the beard covered the sweater. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song called Birmingham. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham. Bruce Hoffman and I were down in New Orleans. You know Bruce. He's a singer-songwriter from here in Pittsburgh. And we were down there. MJ and I travel a lot with Bruce and his wife, Deb. And we were there, and we're standing at a streetcar stop at Rampart and Canal in horizontal rain. and we were the only ones there that didn't look like we had just visited our parole officer. This one guy was parading back and forth, holding a phone up saying, I'm trying to find a pizzeria. My phone don't work. I was in Birmingham. Somebody stole my SIM card and my battery. And he said, you can't trust nobody in Birmingham. Well, I woke up the next morning with a song. So, and here it goes. My baby woke me up, she had my bags packed, took me to the Greyhound station. I asked her, tell me what was this all about, I don't know my destination. She said, you don't trust me, I don't trust you, that's just the way things stand. I'm sending you where you can't trust nobody, good luck in Birmingham. When I arrived in town, everything was closed, excepting for the Mickey D's. I fished around my pocket, found just enough change for a quarter pounder and cheese. Put my phone in the charger, left it on the table, complained that life's too hard. Walked off for a minute, some dang fool stole my battery and my SIM card. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham or anywhere in Alabama. Steel's done gone, but the steel will live on. Take whatever you can't carry with you. When you're out in the world all alone, it don't matter what you believe. We all want something when we ain't got nothing. Watch the man with the trick up his sleeve. My dear, to be down here
Never thought I'd be so all alone, walking up and down these dead-end streets with my useless telephone. I'm pretty ragtag, gonna pack my bag, thumb out on 59 South, head for New Orleans, a brand new scene, show my woman what I'm all about. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham or anywhere in Alabama. Steel's done gone, the Steelers live on, we'll take whatever you can't carry with you. When you're out in the world, all alone, it don't matter what you believe. We all want something when we ain't got nothing. Watch the man with the trick up his sleeve. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham. Trust nobody in Birmingham. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham or anywhere's in Alabama.
Dennis McCarty, Clint Hoover, and Jared Negley. You can't trust nobody in Birmingham. I like it. I like it. The Pittsburgh of the South, Birmingham is. Not for that reason, but for reasons of steel. If I'm careful, and if I don't blab too much, we have time for two more, or one more, if you prefer. But we should be, I'll leave that up to you.
Do a song with Christmas here. My heart lived with my grandparents on the farm in Ohio, so just wrote this recently. We're just working on it. We're gonna give it a try. Okay. I can tell you that unlike most singer-songwriter stuff, where we sing a life much richer than the one we lead, there's not a word in this song that isn't true. Old man wakes early every morning. Gets up and rolls a cigarette. Lights it up and sets it on the pantry. You can see the burn stains on it yet. Harry put that dang thing in the ashtray. Pearl's small voice filled the room. He'd bend over, tighten up his bootlace. Tells her that we'll be back by noon. Head down the pathway to the old car. Grand folks would call it the machine. Turn the crank and open up the windshield. Wants the country air to blow in clean. Head out to the old place, check the fence lines. Stop and visit friends along the way. He was old and said he's mostly used up, but to me he's what a life should be. Saw him through the eyes of a young child. They was gone when I was but a teen. Living in the country, I could run wild. Back in the city, I turned mean. Thank you. Me and Harry milked cows, then went off fishing. In the winter we would tend the sheep. Pearl mines the garden, feeds the chickens. Sun sets and we'd head off to sleep. Never mind the hand pump in the kitchen or the outhouse halfway down the lane. Ice formed inside those bedroom windows. Keep the parlor coal stove stoked with flame. Saw them through the eyes of a young child. They was gone when I was just a teen. Living in the country, I could run wild. Back in the city, I turned mean.
Beautiful song, and that takes us up to noon time here. Thanks. We need to have you guys back. That song is leaving me speechless. What a beauty. Thanks for debuting it today.
Thank you.
That's Dennis McCurdy along with Clint Hoover and Jared Negley, and it does give me a chance once again to thank you for being with us.